hailing frequencies are open.
Because this is a GHL Extra, and I'm Jason Inman.
And I'm Ashley Victoria Robinson.
Yeah!
Stop shooting people! But you already knew that because you're beautiful, sexy people that we already shot here on Patreon. Thanks for sticking around. I feel like that mailbag was all over the place.
Yeah.
And we will keep that train going today.
Yes. You can take it to the bank.
Yes.
And not deposit it. But we have a question here from Kyler Merrill, who is a patron. And I just thought it was a very interesting question. And I thought this would be a question that would be a great GHL Extra. So, Kyler, we apologize. We bumped you to the extra episode. But it's okay. You get an extra episode.
We wanted to give you a longer answer.
You get an extra all to yourself. So Kyler Merrill has a question here who asks, in your opinion, what is the most interesting Earth in DC's multiverse that isn't Earth Prime? Now, I think this is really great. You and I both love the DC universes. There's a long, great list. Now, the problem is with this, Kyler.
There is no Earth Prime anymore.
Well, I mean, there was New Earth. There was Earth Zero. There's Earth Prime. I mean, there literally are an infinite world.
I know, but now isn't it Earth One?
So let's go through the whole thing. So there was an infinite multiverse.
Mm-hmm.
Then there was one.
Mm-hmm.
Then there was 52.
Mm-hmm.
Then there was a different 52.
Mm-hmm.
Then there was now an infinite multiverse.
As many as anyone
It's an infinite
feels
frontier,
like,
as they're
yeah
calling it. So Kyler, we kind of have to figure out how we're going to like navigate this. So, you know, I thought it would be interesting if Grant Morrison made a list in a book called The Multiversity. I love this miniseries, one of my favorite miniseries of all time. It came out during the New 52. So this is the multiverse that happened during the New 52, but also with some slight changes was basically mm-hmm the multiverse that was introduced in 52. And since you all know how much I love 52, I thought it'd be very interesting to go through this list and kind of talk about them and our thoughts about each of these. And I'm taking this from an article on CBR.com, which says DC, every single universe in the New 52 is published in this year, actually. But actually, before we start this list, and I'll be curious to see if this is on here, and if you don't have an answer to this, totally fine. Is there a DC multiverse alternate Earth that you like that stands out to you or, you know, like that you just think off the top of your head?
No.
a lot of them kind of meld and seem the same.
I like the idea of Tangent, but I haven't read the Tangent comics, so.
Well, it's a good thing I have all the trade papers.
Not interested in the Shazam world, I can tell you that.
Thunder world?
Yeah, no.
All right.
Mary Marvel or nothing, TBH. Her and Freddy, they're all I need. Don't need a whole planet of them.
You just said you don't like the Shazam world, but you like Mary Marvel. That doesn't make sense to me.
Yeah, but the idea that there's a whole planet that's just like Shazam, a nightmare.
What if there was a whole planet of Mary Marvels?
Great. Okay. Sign me up.
All right.
I will marry a Mary Marvel.
I believe it. All right. So in this version, Earth Zero is the main DC continuity. Like it's our DC universe.
Oh, weird. Don't
Earth
like
Zero.
That.
Yep. It was also known as New Earth or Prime Earth. Who cares? Earth One.
Mm-hmm.
Is the Earth One storylines like Green Lantern Earth One, Superman Earth One, Wonder Woman Earth One? Earth Two is the Golden Age, Superman, Batman, yep, those Justice Society people. Earth Three, do you know what Earth Three is?
Evil Earth,
yes.
Bad guys.
Yes, they're the evil Earth. Hello.
Hot take, Earth One has the best Wonder Woman.
Does it?
It has the most buxom Wonder Woman, certainly.
Earth 4 is the Charlton characters like Blue Beetle and Peacemaker and stuff like that, you know.
Is that what Peacemaker comes from?
Yeah, he's a Charlton character.
Oh,
yeah.
Boy.
Yeah. There actually is a very fantastic issue of The Multiversity where it's like Peacemaker kills the president. And the whole issue is told backwards. Mm. It starts with the assassination and then you rewind and you find out why he
did
it.
What if that's just the TV show?
I'd be fine.
Something that's not racist but feels racist.
Look, I never thought we were going to... I mean, look, whatever you think about James Gunn, I will say this. James Gunn does a good job of elevating characters that previously to his movies, nobody gives a fuck about. He did it for Groot, and I think he's going to do it for Peacemaker because I'll tell you what, last year, nobody gave a fuck about Peacemaker. I certainly didn't. And now people are going to be like, Peacemaker is my favorite hero, which I think is kind of problematic. But anyways, we're not going to go that far into it. Slight spoilers for a movie that's only been on HBO Max at the time of this recording for like 2 days. All right. Earth 5 is Ashley's favorite Earth, the Thunderworld.
I just think it's such a stupid idea for a world.
It's a great name for the world, though.
Yeah, it is a great name, but it's a stupid idea.
Earth 6 is Stan Lee's Just Imagine series.
I don't know what that is.
Oh, you don't know? Okay, this, they're not great. But
is that where he was like, if I invented DC, this is what it would be
true
like.
True believers, Stan Lee here. Jim
you
Lee.
You could just say yes or no.
Jim Lee, no.
No relation.
No true believer. Jim Lee and Dan DiDio came to me in the early 2000s because DC was in financial trouble.
So was Marvel.
Yes, but I wasn't getting paychecks from Marvel. True believers. So they said, take all our titles and you can do whatever they want. So I
said. Oh yeah, they're all bad, right?
They're all, yes. One, Batman. He's a man in a literal bat costume. Genius! Excelsior!
Super.
I'm printing checks. Yeah, they're not great. Anyways, Earth 7 is basically DC's version of the Ultimate Marvel Universe. Earth 8 is DC's version of like Marvel Comics. Earth 9 is Tangent.
Oh.
One of my favorite. I love the Tangent universe.
I was so glad when we talked to Dan Juergens about it that he brought up the Green Lantern, because having not read Tangent, that version of Green Lantern, I think, is... so beautiful.
She pops up in Kyle Rayner's run.
Hey, that's right. She does.
Yes, she does.
That's right. She's a character who, like...
She's the best character of that
Here's my hot take. I like Green Lantern Earth 1. That should have been about her.
Green Lantern Earth 1 is actually pretty good.
I said I liked Green Lantern Earth 1, but I think I think there's a lot of cool things you'd have swore with her. Anyway, keep going. That's not the point of this episode.
I'm
going
to throw out a free pitch out here. And if I see one of you Mind University students steal it, well, good for you. Anyways, there should be a title called Tales of the Green Lantern.
Yes. Or Green Lantern Corps.
It is,
yeah.
No, Tales from the Green Lantern. Okay. Let me finish my pitch, please.
Nope.
And it's her telling stories through the lantern of the multiverse.
Oh, that's cool.
It's an anthology series. There you go. Earth 10 is the Earth where Superman is raised by Adolf Hitler. He's always Nazi Superman. Earth 11 is where the genders are flipped. So you got girls. Yeah, like Earth 11.
You have the Superwoman action figure.
I do, and she's really cute.
Yeah, she is cute. She got cute. Very cute. She got real cute 90s supermodel haircut.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. She's very cute. Earth 12 is the Batman Beyond Earth, basically.
Mm.
Earth 13 is like a world of the occult. So like Etrigan.
Ooh, that's my favorite planet.
Well, Etrigan the
Demon. That's my favorite world.
Etrigan the Demon is like Superman.
That's my favorite world.
Swamp Thing and stuff like that. Here, I'll show you a picture.
I bet Clarion is up to no good.
There's a picture of Etrigan from that world.
Oh, he looks cool. Yep. He does have a Superman show.
Earth 13. Earth
13, that makes sense. Mm-hmm.
Earth 14 is a post-apocalyptic, like, destroyed world, you know?
That's Scott Johnson's favorite world.
Earth 15 is a destroyed world. Earth 16 is basically 90s DC advanced 10 years. So it's like...
Oh, maybe that's my favorite world. So it's like 90s DC.
So it's Connor Kent.
Oh, it's all the
Bloodwind.
Good.
It's all them grown up.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah, it's like all these next... It's all the 90s Connor Hawk. It's all the 90s, except they're like the heroes. They're the main heroes.
Yeah, it's all the legacy characters.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Earth 17 is where the Atomic Knights reside. Who are they? Doesn't worry. Earth 18...
Cowboy World?
Is the Justice Riders. Yeehaw!
Who are they led by? Jonah Hex?
No, I think it's Super Chief, and I'm not lying.
Okay.
It's an old West Justice League world.
Cool.
Earth 19 is...
That would be a cool movie.
It would be a cool movie. Earth 19 is the Gotham by Gaslight world, which I think is a cool new world.
Yeah, that is a cool world.
Earth 20 is a world at war with Earth 40, which I think is kind of cool.
Okay.
Earth 21... Is DC the New Frontier?
I was like a bunch of drunk bitches on a beach somewhere.
Oh, no. Earth 22 is one of my favorite worlds. It's the Kingdom Come world.
Oh, yeah.
Yes, it's where Kingdom
Superman
Come.
Superman being a farmer.
Yep.
Yeah, Batman in his armor.
He's all retired.
Wonder Woman knocked up.
Everybody is painterly. But I will say that I do think that Earth 23 is easily, in my opinion, one of the best worlds in the entire multiverse. Earth 23, Ashley, is the home to Kal-El, or as some people would call him, President Superman.
Mm.
And we're all of the main Justice League members are black. And I love, I think his name is Calvin Kent.
Yes, President Superman.
President Superman, he's really great. I have an action figure of him as well.
Yes, you do.
Earth 25 is Tom Strong, mm-hmm. The Alan Moore character. Earth 26 is the Zoo Crew, Captain Carrot and the Zoo Crew.
Mm-hmm.
Earth 29, I know, is Ashley's favorite. It's the Bizarroverse.
I like Bizarro.
Yeah, I know you do. Earth 30 is Superman Red Son.
Okay.
Earth 31, I did not know about this, is the Pirate Universe. Oh, arr, oh I am Shiver Me Timbers. I'm Batman. I'm Captain Me Batman.
No.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
No.
Should be fine.
No.
I don't know about this one, but Earth 32 is the Amalgamation Universe. It's where...
Is it the Amalgam Universe?
No, I wish it was, but they can't legally do that. But it's where the Justice of Titans are amalgams of two heroes from Prime Earth. So it's Bat Lantern, Black Arrow, Wonder Hawk, and Super Martian.
Nah.
Yeah. Earth 33 might be the most important Earth in the entire multiverse. Ashley, do you know why?
Is it our Earth?
It's us. Mm-hmm. Yep. Earth 33 is our world. That's why everybody... So we met Grant Morrison a few years back, and I have the map of the multiverse, mm-hmm. and I asked him to sign it, and he signed it Earth 33.
Mm-hmm.
So Earth 34 is a rough amalgam of Astro City.
Cool.
But it's not the case anymore because Astro City is not owned by Warner Brothers anymore. They're now an Image book. Earth 35 is... I don't know what that means. Earth 36 is based on characters from the Big Bang comics. Don't know what that means. Earth 37 is the Robin 3000 world.
Mm.
Earth 38 is a very, Earth 38 is the, it's where if Batman and Superman actually appeared in 1938 and have aged naturally since then.
So Batman is hella dead.
It's the, John Byrne did a story about this. Mm-hmm. It is the Superman Batman generations, which actually is pretty good. It's actually pretty good. I read it recently. Earth 39 is home to the Agents of Wonder. All right. Earth 40 is the world at war with Earth 20.
Mm-hmm.
Earth 41 is basically where it's basically the Image universe. It's like their characters all making fun of the DC universe.
Okay.
Earth 42 is the Chibi Justice League.
Oh, yeah.
Beep, 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 beep. Look at this cute little John Henry Irons here. Hold on. Oh, damn it. CBR. You're screwing up. CBR. I'm trying to show this image to Ashley, and CBR decided to scroll up. What a universe.
The article must not have been written by Kobe Greif, our favorite CBR contributor.
Hold on. Here it is. Look at that little John Henry Irons.
Oh,
right
my
there.
God. He's so cute.
He's very cute.
I would watch the hell out of that show.
They should make a cartoon about that. Earth 43 is where everybody's a vampire.
That's a fun Earth.
Earth 44 is where the Justice League is made up of robots. Earth 45 is where Superman was created by the corporation. Earth 47 is the Prez universe. Everybody's super groovy, and it's the 60s. Earth 48 is War World. Earth 50 is the home to the Justice Lords from the DC animated universe.
Mm-hmm.
Earth 51 is the home of Commandy, the last boy.
Mm-hmm.
And then Earth 24, Earth 27, Earth 28, Earth 46, and Earth 49 are still unknown, which Grant Morrison always wanted to leave some unknowns,
mm-hmm.
In case fellow writers wanted to fill it out. So Ashley, out of those Earths, what's your favorite?
I think a cult world sounds pretty cool.
Still on a cult world, huh?
I can't remember what the one after a cult world was, what Earth 14 was, but I thought that one was pretty neat, too. But you've read so many to me that I can't remember anything.
Well, we had
anymore.
To travel through the multiverse. That is what the gentleman that asked,
Kyler
asked about, and we must provide. Earth 14 is the post-apocalyptic world. It's a destroyed world. Once the home of the Justice League of Assassins.
Oh, no, then that's not. But there was one like.
That sounds like your thing.
No, there was one like right after that that I thought was sort of interesting. Oh, well. What's one that you like?
I love President Superman. I love Kingdom Come. I love the yeehaw Justice Riders. I like the ones that are sort of like our world but different. I don't like the ones that are like the one I'm looking at, Earth 39, home to the Agents of Wonder. Mm-hmm. I think that's too weird. Like I'm like, I don't know what that means. That's too weird.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know, the multiverse is a very interesting concept, but I also think it's overused. You know, I think it's too much.
The Agents of Wonder. Wonder is an acronym.
Yep.
What do you think it stands for?
Women obeying nice dicks everywhere in the Republic.
World Organization of National Defense and Emergency Reserves.
By the way, I meant dicks as detectives.
I doubt that.
I'm 100%, Ashley. That's my intent.
It is a team of United Nations super spies.
That makes sense because it's kind of like Agents of Atlas.
The Agents of Wonder serve as a counterpart to Thunder Agents, also an acronym, from Tower Comics, a team who serve a UN-sponsored heroes powered by their equipment.
I have never heard of that before.
The members are each equipped with a supersuit built by boy genius Happy Da Vinci. Fuck off.
Happy Da Vinci?
They serve as Earth-39's primary protectors despite physical costs that their suit can cause. One appearance.
What's the appearance?
Hold on. Fandom.com is doing a real shit job rerouting me to their own page.
Fandom.
The Multiversity Guidebook Volume 1. So they're Grant
Morrison.
They're
only in this list.
Grant Morrison, I think you are a fabulous creator, but truly fuck you for naming a character Happy Da Vinci.
And on that note, we haven't heard this in a long time.
It was such a blessing to not hear this.
I've missed it.
Game shows are bad. LeVar Burton's not going to host Jeopardy. Why do we live on this earth?
That is.
Some fucking bullshit.
Yeah, we've gotten. By the way, I want to apologize for my Wonder joke. No.
It was fine.
But we should really talk about the fucking bullshit about LeVar Burton not hosting Jeopardy.
Absolutely.
Although that has not been confirmed at the point of this recording.
No, but if they give it to that icky executive.
I think Mike Richardson is his name.
You know what? He doesn't deserve the respect of learning his name. Like, truly fuck that guy. So,
okay. Well, we know Ashley's never going to appear on Jeopardy, don't we?
I could appear on Jeopardy. I bet you in under 6 months. I bet if they're casting.
Do you want to take the challenge?
Absolutely not. I don't want to be on Jeopardy.
Well, I won't put your Jeopardy bucks where the bucks lay.
I just mean it's incredibly easy to appear on a game show.
Won't put your daily double down, will ya?
No, I won't. I won't throw my dick out to be on Jeopardy. What if I could meet LeVar Burton, though?
The Agents of Wonder would.
It'd be worth it. They would.
You know, he had quite a lovely tweet about it.
I saw it.
Where he basically said
that. Because he's a fucking consummate professional. He's wonderful.
Look, Jordy LaForge has been working for 40 years. Kunta Kinte, he knows how it's played.
Yeah, and he's been iconic from his first work.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. But it is fucking bullshit that he's not the host of Jeopardy.
Yeah.
Or it seems like at this point.
Hopefully we'll scream in a future episode about how great it is that he is the host of Jeopardy.
That they turned around.
Yeah.
But knowing nepotism, knowing Hollywood.
Probably not.
It's probably not going to happen.
Yeah.
So talk about not paying attention to your audience.
Yeah.
And now I'm not saying, I've said several times that the audience is a lot of times not right.
It's not always right.
And.
But this is one of the times when Twitter is right.
This is one of the times where I am like, yeah, you should listen to Twitter on this one.
Yeah.
Just because he's super talented.
Yep. Thank you for coming to LeVar Burton Court.
Hey, who knew? Who would have thought? On our DC Multiverse episode. By the way, thanks for that question.
Kyler
Merrill. Oh, I closed the YouTube app. That's why it went away. I'll bring it back. Don't worry. Don't chill. There it is.
Hopefully nobody crashed their cars where they're listening out of sheer dread.
This has been some bonker episodes.
Yeah, we got to record another one, so.
Yes, we do.
We do.
And on that note, thanks for listening, everybody. I'm Jason, and thanks for the support.
Bye.